Welcome to Swiss Educ. My name is Hans Fischer and my guest is David Nichols.
Hello.
Welcome, David.
Hi.
How should we understand the title of your novel, Starter for Ten?
It's a little obscure, I suppose. It's a reference to the TV program which the central character wants to appear on. It's like a catchphrase, a common phrase in Britain. It's a sort of short for a starter question for 10 points. So it's a recurring phrase in the TV program.
Yeah. So you mean that University Challenge is a real TV program?
Oh, yes, yes. It's been running for about 40 years now, every Monday night now.
You're kidding.
No, it's been going for a long time. The host has changed, but when I was a kid growing up, it was the only time I ever saw students on television, and it was always a kind of fascination of mine.
Let's go to the main character, Brian Jackson. He has an immense factual knowledge. He reads a lot. Yet he's a loser and doesn't seem to be able to cope with the real world. Does this have to do with his reading? Because Rebecca tells him, and I quote, "Literature doesn't teach you about everything, and even if it did, it'd only be in the most useless, superficial, impractical way."
Rebecca is being a little harsh, I think. She's very political and very cynical about things which she thinks are soft or not useful. So she has a particular point of view. I mean, I think the study of literature is hugely valuable, not just in itself, but because of its capacity to teach you how to argue and organise ideas. And I suppose Brian's dilemma is that he confuses knowledge with wisdom, and whilst he's absorbed a lot of bare facts, he doesn't yet have his own opinions or his own experiences. So the novel, I think it's a common theme of novels about growing up. It's about the gaining of experience and the difference between experience and knowledge.
How do you see the difference between knowledge and wisdom then?
Well, I suppose I think knowledge has huge benefits, and the two are linked. But speaking personally, when I went to university, rather like Brian, you know, I had a great passion to just absorb as much as I could, but I had much less ability to regarding the important stuff, getting on with people, knowing my opinions, knowing what my opinions were, being able to argue them through, all of that stuff which you have to learn the hard way, rather than just by sitting by yourself and reading, the stuff where you have to engage with the world.
Brian has two girlfriends. The first star is Alice. She seems to be insincere and can't keep a relation. What attracts Brian to her? Is it just her beauty?
I think partly her beauty. I think partly her, she's from a very upper class family, and a family with very different values to Brian's own background and Brian's own friends. A family who seem to put a lot of importance on art and sort of music and culture. And that element appeals to Brian. I think it's beauty and sex and a certain self-confidence that she has that appeals to Brian. I mean, she can be rather. I hope she's not too unlikable. I think she's not right for Brian, but she's very confident and outspoken and lively, and she has other qualities. So I hope she's not the villain of the piece, but
okay. There is Rebecca then, the swearer, but I think she is much more sincere, much more honest.
Yeah.
By the way, I like that part at the end when Brian is in Greece with a woman.
Yes.
You never mention her name,
no.
But we know she's Rebecca.
Yes.
I like that very much. Okay, is she his salvation?
Well, I think at that time in his life, yes, she is. Whether or not, you know, they're both very young, so it may just be one of those great passions you have at that age that doesn't quite last, but I like to think it's a friendship that will last a long time. She's very different from Alice. She's actually, you know, from her class is actually also quite upper class, though she fights to hide it. I mean, she attempts to pretend to be less upper class than she actually is. But I think she has a kind of sincerity and passion that that is more suited to Brian. Yeah, so in that sense, she's his salvation.
Okay. How important is the singer Kay Bush? Do readers who know more about her understand more about the book?
I don't necessarily think so. I think perhaps, I don't know to what extent it's, you know, I'm 39 years old and I grew up at a particular time, and in England, she was very important to a lot of people who saw themselves as poets or tortured souls. You know, she was a kind of like Joni Mitchell for Americans, I suppose. So she's sort of a symbol, I think, of Brian's pretensions and aspirations to poetry. I mean, I like the artist very much, and but there's also an element of humour there, in that she's not always taken seriously by British people. So it's sort of a joke, really, on Brian's pretension.
Starter for Ten is also sold under the title A Question of Attraction. Why are there two titles for the same book?
Well, really, this goes back to your first question, which is Starter for Ten. Actually, really, only British people tend to understand it. So the American publishers wanted a title that didn't sound like it was about sport or restaurants, or that made it sound more like a romantic comedy. Even though it isn't a particularly romantic book, they wanted something to emphasise that element. So and also to include the idea of questions, which are a running motif in the book.
Now, how much of your own life is in the book?
Of my life now, not very much. But when I was writing the book, I did very consciously think about my past and myself at that age, at the age of 18, 19. And certain moments of very certain conversations, even specifically from my own life, but the character is very exaggerated. I was never quite as awkward or socially bad, socially inept as Brian. So I like to think I was not quite such a fool. But the in my head, the place where the story takes place is where I went to university, and as I say, there are elements of people I know in each of the characters.
Okay. David, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.